And we're back at the Patriot Gym as we get set for the boys' game here tonight between Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest. As we spent a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Zach Foster, and coach sitting at 8-2 on the season. Picked up two solid wins last week over Loup City and St. Paul. You'll talk about last weekend.
Well, I thought, you know, last weekend was a great weekend for our guys, that we were probably, you know, the better team in both games, but you can get through those games and not improve, and I thought we really improved. I thought defensively, we've been talking about getting better defensively and rebounding, and we made some strides in both games, especially the St. Paul game. I think our kids, you could tell they made a mental choice that they were going to step up and do what we've been talking about all year.
Beat St. Paul on Saturday 61-31, got out to a good first quarter lead 17-9. That's kind of been the story with this basketball team, is the quick starts.
Yeah, I mean, we got guys that, you know, love to play the game, and, you know, early in games, people are always going to make runs, and we've been fortunate enough to make a lot of those early. You know, the nice thing about St. Paul was that St. Paul tried a bunch of different defenses. You know, and Brady, as everybody knows, has been leading us throughout the year, and they were the first team to try to junk Brady and take him away and play diamond and one on him. And so we had Matt and Nick step up and make shots, and I thought that was just great for those guys to step up into that role and not be afraid of that moment, but enjoy that moment.
Brady had only six points in the ball game against St. Paul, but you found a way to win. Matt Overmiller steps up with 19 points. Nick Stein had 17 in the ball game. So you found a way, despite not having your best shooter, towards the opposing defense, huh?
Definitely. And Brady had six in the first quarter. He hit two threes, and then they figured out, okay, we're going to take Brady away. And like I said, I mean, that just gives opportunities to everybody else. And, you know, Nick had 18 in three quarters against Loup City, and we didn't even play much in the fourth. And he had 17 in the first three quarters against St. Paul. He didn't score in the fourth. So Nick has been huge, and he's just continued to get better. And, you know, if Nick continues to improve like that, we're going to have a good end of the season.
Defensively, once again, I think the only three teams have scored over 50 points on you guys. You had a great defensive effort last weekend.
Yeah, and like we've talked about, it's a choice. It's a choice for any team to play good defense, because it's not about technique. I mean, there's certain things you have to do, but for the most part, it's a mentality, it's a mindset. It's taking it personally when you're defending the guy across from you. And this past weekend, for really one of the first times this year, you could see our guys make a mental decision that they were going to buy in on the defensive end.
You guys sitting at 8-2 in the season, is there anything that you're unhappy with right now?
Before last weekend, it would have been defense and rebounding, but you know, we got to continue to do that against better competition now and step up. Our schedule just keeps getting more difficult as we go, and so that's good. I mean, I like that. It's going to get you prepared for the conference tournament and for the district tournament. As far as unhappy, I would say no. I'm pretty happy with our guys right now.
Good weekend for you this weekend. You got to Grand Island Northwest here tonight. You play Donovan Trumbull tomorrow, a team that is ranked in the top 10 of their class. So some great competition for you, and maybe a good measuring stick for you.
Definitely. That's how you got to look at it. We have a conference opponent tomorrow night who, as of right now, we are tied with in the conference. So that's a big game. And then tonight we're playing a district opponent. The way we look at it is, you know, tonight is the biggest game of the whole season because it's the next one on the schedule. And tomorrow we'll wake up and say the same thing about Donovan, the same thing next week about GICC. And, you know, we're going to learn a lot about ourselves, like you said.
Grand Island Northwest, coached by Ryan Rafke, of course, the former coach at Centura. You guys probably had some run-ins while you were at Donovan Trumbull. You know you're going to see a great defensive team tonight.
Yeah, Ryan does a great job with his kids, whether it's man or their matchup zone or how they run their offense. They're very disciplined, very detail-oriented, just like their coach. And you know they're going to play hard. So we really have to be ready to go from the start tonight.
We've got one guy that averages in double figures. That's Garrett Gustafson, a 6-foot junior. Talk about him. What do you see out of him?
He's a nice wing player, pretty good shooter, could put the ball on the floor a little bit. We've watched him against GICC, and we watched him against Beatrice in both those games. He really did a good job in transition and getting out. He did a good job putting the ball on the floor and getting to the rim. So, you know, he's a good player. He's much improved from last year, like their whole team is.
Other than that, they've got like four or five other guys that average 6 or 7 points per ball game. That's kind of a tough team to defend, isn't it?
Definitely. They have a lot of depth. You look at their roster, they have no seniors, I believe, if I saw that right. And they got about 15 to 16 guys that are all sophomores and juniors. And like last year, I know talking to Ryan, he had 12 guys, and he really didn't know who was going to play. Like if you were going to ask him, he had no idea who was going to be playing in the fourth quarter. And this year it's a little bit more clear, but they're still pretty deep, and they're athletic. Northwest is a great track school, so, you know, they got athletes. And Ryan's doing a great job with them.
How do we win this game tonight?
I think tonight the number one thing is we have to make the effort plays. We cannot let Northwest outwork us. We always talk about the line that hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work. And, you know, great teams master the areas to take no talent. And so you're going to see success tonight from us if we rebound, if we defend, if we communicate, if we do all those things, if we're willing to set screens and be unselfish on the offensive end. But predominantly, we got to stop them in transition. They're very good. They want to run. And we've got to drive the ball on the offensive end. We've got to get the ball to the paint against their defense.
Game clear.
Thank you.
Zach Foster, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around and check the starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Adams Central and Northwest tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Grand Island Northwest wins the girls' basketball game tonight. Again, the final score of 59-34. Big performance by Mackenzie Brown out of Northwest. She scores 27 points in the basketball game. Emily Jones had 22. Northwest now 7-4 in the season. Adams Central drops to 4 wins and 7 losses. As we get set for the boys' game here tonight, Adams Central rolling along under first-year head coach Zach Foster. The Patriots are currently sitting at 8 wins and 2 losses on the season. Adams Central won both of their ball games last week. In fact, they easily, they beat Loup City last Friday night in the ball game we had here on 1230 KHIS. The final score, 74-43. Adams Central then goes on the road and beats St. Paul on Saturday, 61-31. So AC with just two losses so far this year. One was to Minden in the championship game of the Minden Holiday Tournament, 70-60. They also lost to Ord back in the early part of December, lost to the Santa Clara's by the score of 56-36. But other than that, not a whole lot of complaints from head coach Zach Foster. His team averaging 61 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 44.7 on the defensive end. Leading scorer for Adams Central so far is Brady Barrett. Barrett knocking down 43% of his field goal tries so far this year, including 36% from three-point territory. Barrett is averaging 18.4 points per ball game. Also in double figures for Adams Central, Matt Overmiller. Overmiller is averaging 11.1 points per ball game. Matt had a good ball game last Saturday night at St. Paul, scoring 19 points. Also in double figures is Nick Stein. Stein is averaging 10.4 for Adams Central, and he had a good weekend. He had 17 points in the ball game against St. Paul last Saturday. And last Friday night, he scored 18 against Loup City. Meanwhile, Grand Island Northwest comes in a record of 5 wins and 5 losses on the season. They are coached by Ryan Rapke, who was a former coach at Centura, has now been at Grand Island Northwest the past couple of years, trying to rebuild that program. The Vikings are coming off of a loss to York the other night, 64-61. The Vikings have also lost to Grand Island Central Catholic, 64-37, to Beatrice, 63-48. Their other two losses have been to Kearney, 71-46. And the Seward, 63-53. Vikings have wins so far over Central City, 49-30. That was in their season opener. They also nipped Columbus 49-48. They beat Lexington 63-57. They downed Broken Bow in the first round of the Northwest Tournament, 77-40. And also they have a win over Columbus Lakeview, 67-46. So the Vikings come in averaging 55 points per ball game on offense. They were giving up 54.6 on the defensive end. They've got one man that's averaging in double figures, and that's Garrett Gustafson. Gustafson is averaging 12.8 points per ball game, 2.3 rebounds per game. He's knocking down 38% of his field goal tries, including 41% from three-point territory. So a good matchup here tonight in boys high school basketball. Northwest getting set to take on the Adams Central Patriots here tonight. We'll take another break and come back and check the starting lineups. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Patriot Gym, it is Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest getting set to do battle here tonight in boys high school basketball. Hastings High and McCook playing up at the Tiger Gym tonight. Last check in the girls' ball game at halftime, it was McCook leading Hastings High by the score of 26-13. Hastings St. Cecilia does not play tonight. The Blue Hawks and the Hawkettes will be in action tomorrow. They'll take on the Stars of Kearney Catholic tomorrow afternoon at the Chapman Gym. We'll have that doubleheader tomorrow on our sister station. Classic hits 98.9 KKPR, pregame show at 3:50. Tomorrow afternoon with the girls' game going at 4 o'clock and the guys at 6. We will be in Sioux City tomorrow. Hastings College basketball, the Broncos playing Briar Cliff. Women's game will go at 2 o'clock with the guys to go at 4. Pre-game show begins at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. So again, Northwest making short work of the Adams Central girls' basketball team. 59-34 in the first ball game tonight. Now we get set for the boys' encounter, as Adams Central will take on the Vikings here tonight. Starting lineups for Grand Island Northwest, Alec Wallers will get a start. He's a 5'9" sophomore. Waters is averaging 5 points and one rebound per game. Garrett Gustafson, the leading scorer for the Vikings. He's a 6'2" junior. Gustafson averaging 12.8 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. He's knocking down 41% of his three-point tries so far this year. Connor Eberhardt is a 6'3" and sophomore. Eberhardt is averaging 6 points and 2.6 rebounds per game. Eberhardt hitting 44% of his field goal tries this year. Brock Brown is a 6'3" junior. Brown is averaging 6 points and 3.1 rebounds per game. And then Kyle Plocky is a 6'5" junior. Plocky is averaging 6 points and 5.9 rebounds per ball game. Northwest does not have a senior on their entire roster here tonight. So the Vikings will go with Waters and Gustafson, also Eberhardt, Brown, and Plocky in the basketball game here tonight. Ryan Rathke, the head coach of GI Northwest. Adams Central will go with Jake Fowler. He's a 5'10" sophomore. Fowler is averaging 2 points and two rebounds per game. Matt Overmiller is 6'2" senior. Overmiller is averaging 11 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Overmiller scored 19 points in the ball game against St. Paul last Saturday night. Brady Barrett, the leading scorer on the team here for the Patriots. He is averaging 18 points and 3 rebounds per game. Barrett, 6'1" and a junior, junked up last night with some special defenses by St. Paul. He scored only 6 points in the ball game, but Brady continues to lead the Patriots in scoring, averaging 18 points per ball game. 43% is his field goal average. He's hitting 36% from three-point territory. Nick Stein is the other starter. Stein, 6'2" and a senior. He's averaging 10 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. Stein scored 17 and 18 points in the two ball games a week ago. He is hitting 41% of his field goal tries so far this year and 35% from three-point territory. Then the other starter for AC will be Calvin Ott. He's a 6'3" and senior. Ott is averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds per game. He is knocking down 66% of his field goal tries. Adams Central is a team now hitting 45% from the field, 37% from three-point territory, and 59% from the free throw line. Rebounding about even with their opponents, grabbing 23 apiece. The Patriots turning the ball over only 10 times per ballgame, forcing 13 on the other end. So Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest ready to do battle here tonight. The Patriots starting a crucial part of their schedule with Donovan Trumbull coming up tomorrow night, and then Grand Island Central Catholic a week from tomorrow. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. So the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Northwest winning the first ball game in the women's contest, 59-34. And now we're set for the boys' encounter. Head coach Zach Foster sends his troops out. Adams Central going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue and the red. Grand Island Northwest going to be in their black road jerseys, trimmed and lettered in the gold here tonight. Adam Central shoots through our basket to our right in the first half of play. 5-5 Northwest, 8-2 Adam Central squaring off in boys' high school play tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Connor Eberhardt will jump things up for Northwest into the center circle for Adam Central. It's going to be Calvin Ott. And we're set to go. Boys' high school basketball tonight. Ball is in the air. The tip is going to be controlled by Adam Central. Tapped around, and Calvin Ott ends up with it in the center circle. It was also touched by Adams Central in the meantime, so the Patriots have got the ball. Here's Overmiller, drives down the lane, puts up a shot up and in. Matt Overmiller goes right to the hole there for Northwest, or for Adams Central, and now the Patriots lead Northwest by a score of 2-0. Gustafson has got the ball. The Waters from the top of the key. His three-pointer is going to be blocked down by Ott. Ball is loose in the lane. It's picked up by Stein. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to Barrett. Long pass down the floor. Ott grabs it, shoots, misses the tough shot down there. Little reverse layup. The rebound comes down to Plocky. Plocky down of Gustafson. As Gustafson comes into the offensive zone, Plocky top of the key. Three-pointer good. Al Plocky hits the three ball from the top of the key, and Northwest grabs the lead 3-2 over Adams Central. Vikings applying some pressure here in backcourt. Matt Overmiller gets the ball down to Florida. Brady Barrett drives the baseline. His shot no good. Tip try good. Calvin Ott gets the tip. Adams Central back out on top with a score of 4-3. Here comes Northwest back with the basketball. Entry pass to get it inside to Eberhardt. Eberhardt shoots over Steiner. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Jake Fowler of Adams Central. Fowler brings it back. Winds his way through traffic. Kicks it out to Stein for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Overmiller grabs the ball. Deep in the corner, right side, to get it down to Stein. Stein, right side of the lane. Alley-oop to the far side to Fowler. Back inside to Ott. Shot is up and in. Calvin Ott scores there for Adams Central. That's his second field goal. And the Patriots are out on top by a score of 6-3 here in this one. And there's the ball knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by Brady Barrett as they're trying to take it down the far sideline to Brock Brown. So 6-3 is the score. The Patriots got out to good-sized leads in the first quarter in both of their ball games last week over Loup City and St. Paul and coasted to two easy wins. Here's Northwest driving the ball toward the hole again. A shot is up there. It's good by Gustafson. Will it count? Garrett Gustafson forcing the ball inside, and he gets the field goal to go down. The foul is going to go on Calvin Ott. So Ott picks up his first personal foul for the Patriots. Gustafson's field goal counts, and now he can tie things up here with a free throw. Garrett Gustafson shot is up and in. He is their leading scorer, averaging 12.8 points per ball game. He converts here on a three-point play, and we are tied up early at 6 points apiece. Again, Adams Central with some backcourt pressure here by the Vikings. They get it into the offensive zone. Brady Barrett has got it here on the right sideline. Barrett circles around, takes it into the lane, goes up with a shot. It's going to be knocked out of his hands, and they're going to give the ball here at the Northwest. They say it was lost out of his hands. Zach Foster wants an explanation here on the near sideline. He said it was tipped out of his hands. The officials say no. First turnover on the Patriots here in the ballgame. Here comes Gustafson back now for Northwest down the far sideline. Picked up there by Matt Overmiller. Back outside, a three-pointer is cranked up there from the top of the key. No good by Waters. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball. So Alec Waters cranks up a three-pointer. He's not the guy you want to be throwing up the threes. He's hit only 8% of his three-pointers so far this year, but he sends one up there from the top of the key that would not go. Drew Skalka comes into the ball game now for Northwest. Here comes Eric Hurley also in. 5:49 to play here in the first quarter. It is a 6-6 ball game, Northwest and Adams Central tonight in boys high school basketball. Here's Jake Fowler with the ball on the dribble, brings it to the near sideline to Brady Barrett. Barrett down to Stein at the top of the key. Man-to-man defense here for Northwest. Over on the wing on the left side to Overmiller. Sends it inside to Calvin Ott, works in the lane. He is tripped and a foul is going to be called. As Ott goes down right in front of the basket, and a foul is going to go here on Northwest. It'll go on Kyle Plotke. That's going to be his first. And the first team foul on the Vikings. Non-shooting situation. Adams Central will play things in. They come out to Matt Overmiller. Comes across the top to Fowler. Brings it back now to Barrett. Barrett now to Fowler. Out here 25 feet away from the basket. Drives the ball to the elbow. His pass is deflected. Picked up by Stein. Circles around in the lane. Dumps it off down low to Overmiller. Back outside to Barrett for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Northwest basketball. 5:11 to play here in the first quarter. Adams Central 6, Grand Island Northwest 6. Vikings will come back with the ball. This is Gustafson. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Now switches hands. Hands it away here to Drew Skalka. Now they work it inside to Plotke. He goes up with a shot over Stein. No good. Nick grabs the rebound. Nick Stein has got the rebound here for the Patriots. Comes to the near sideline to Overmiller. Winds his way down the floor. Left-handed scoop shot is up there. No good. And the ball tapped out of bounds. And a foul is going to be called here on Adams Central on the rebound. It's going to go on Ott. Calvin Ott picks up his second personal foul here for Adams Central. He's going to check out of the ball game. Here comes Ashton Dirks in there. Dirks has had a good couple of weeks here for Adams Central. He's now averaging 3 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. Dirks 5'11" and his senior into the ball game now for Calvin Ott. We're tied up at 6 points apiece. Northwest with the ball. Garrett Gustafson into the forecourt now. They bring it to Eric Hurley. Hurley around his screen. Comes out in the three-point territory. They move to the far side. Skalka has got it. Skalka moves it on the dribble. Top of the key now to Garrett Gustafson. Inside the free throw circle. Now down low. Grabbing the ball. Shooting and scoring is Skalka. Drew Skalka works himself loose down there right in front of the hole. And he scores as they get him the feed. It's now 8-6. Here's a long-range jumper by Barrett. That one is in and out and back in again. A three-pointer. Brady Barrett averaging 18 points per ball game, knocks down to three. That gives the Patriots the advantage again. It's 9-8. 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Gustafson, jump stop, left side of the lane, kicks it back out. Here's a three-pointer put up and in by Eric Hurley. Hurley knocks down the tray there for Northwest. That's his first field goal. And the Vikings reclaim the lead. 11-9 now, GI Northwest with the advantage. Here's Overmiller for three. That one is too strong. Rebound comes down to Hurley for Northwest. Eric Hurley gets the ball to Garrett Gustafson. Down the right sideline. Gustafson on the dribble. Moves it down in the corner. Flips the ball away. Now back outside. The ball is going to be deflected. It is loose. It finally goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball as the Vikings turn the ball away. So the second turnover on Northwest here in the ballgame. Into the contest now for Adams Central is going to be Zach Hollister. Coming out is going to be Fowler. So Zach Hollister now in the ballgame, averaging 2.4 points per ballgame. He is a 6-foot senior for head coach Zach Foster. 11-9 is the score. Northwest has got a 2-point lead. Adams Central with the ball. Ashton Dirks moves it to Barrett. Barrett now to Stein as the Vikings stay with this man-to-man defense. There's Zach Hollister out beyond the three-point circle. Dribbles to the free throw line, throws it now to Stein. His three-pointer from the right sideline is no good. The ball tapped out, picked up by Overmiller. Overmiller's got it for AC as they stay here in the offensive end. Stein trying to dribble, can't do it. Now gets it away to Ashton Dirks. Dirks out here in three-point territory, gets away, goes inside, the ball slapped away, and is picked up by Northwest. Drew Skolka has got it down for the Vikings. Skolka now to Waters into the forecourt. Northwest has got a two-point lead. Here's a three-pointer by Waters. Their shot rims off, no good. Rebound Barrett of AC down the near sideline. Brady Barrett takes it all the way. Jump pass goes down to the corner. Ashton Dirks outside for Stein. His shot for three is good. Nick Stein hits the three ball. Ashton Dirks gets the assist, and Adams Central goes back out on top by a score of 12-11 here in this one. Here comes Alec Waters back now for GI Northwest. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Throws it to the near sideline to Anderson. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Barrett. Double teamed on the baseline. And Barrett tries to knock the ball off of the leg of a defender. It is picked up here by Northwest. A shot by Kraft is no good. Ball is loose again on the baseline. It's picked up by Stein. Stein gets it to Barrett. Dribbles behind his back. Now to Overmiller. Down in the corner. Jerks for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Nick Stein. Stein keeps it alive here for Adams Central. Now drives it to the hole. Jump pass back down in the corner to Hollister. His shot is up there and good. Zach Hollister just inside the ring. The Patriots hanging tough there on the offensive glass. They finally get one to go down, and Adams Central's got the lead. And now head coach Ryan Rapke wants to call a timeout. Northwest wants to call a timeout here. 1 minute, 44 seconds to play. In the first quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 14, Grand Island Northwest 11.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
So Adams Central is doing the job on the board so far here in this first quarter, getting some second and third opportunities. Patriots down to a three-point lead here in this one. 14-11 is the score. So Northwest will play things in here in backcourt. Plaquey will get things in now to Garrett Gustafson, and he'll bring things up. Ashton Dirks will meet him. As the Patriots stay with their man-to-man defense, here's Plaquey sends it down low. It's off of the fingertips of Gustafson, and the ball is brought out of there by Hollister. That is the third turnover on GI Northwest here in the ballgame. Here's a long-range jumper by Fowler from the right sideline. It's going to be no good. Rebound Northwest, and a foul is called. So Fowler takes the quick shot here for AC from the right sideline. That would not go. And then the Patriots whistled for a personal foul. It's going to go on Hollister. That's going to be his first. 1:25 to play here in the first quarter. Adams Central out on top of Grand Island Northwest by a score of 14-11. We're at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central tonight. Here's Garrett Gustafson with the ball, moves it to the right down, reverses the ball, comes over here on the wing to Waters. Waters dribbles once, sends it to the far sideline to Brown. Brown dribbles, and now the ball is going to be kicked there by Adams Central and a kicking violation on the Patriots. Brady Barrett got his hands and his knee on it there for Adams Central. So a kicking violation on the Patriots. Northwest will play things in. Underneath their own basket here. Gustafson looking. Finally plays things in. Deep in the corner on the right side as Alec Waters brings it back out into three-point territory. 14-11. The Patriots have a three-point lead. Waters comes over here to Brown. Now behind the screen. Moves it to the right side on the wing to Gustafson. Gustafson dribbles. Gets it over here to Alec Waters. Waters puts it on the floor. Now retreats back out near the 10-second line. Throws it to the far sideline to Brown. Brown gets it now to Connor Eberhardt. Out of the top of the key, here's Gustafson with the ball. Gustafson double-team, comes over on the wing. Here's Brown, his shot for three is good. They were patient there on that possession. Finally, Brock Brown got loose on the wing. Goes up a three ball and scores it. We're tied up now at 14 points apiece. Here's Fowler coming back down for Adams Central. Out to Ashton Dirks. Comes to the near sideline to Barrett. Barrett gets away from the double-team. Goes out to Jake Fowler. Fowler out near the 10-second line. We're down to 15 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Patriots going for the final shot here. Zach Hollister gets it in the hands of Barrett. Now with 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Barrett's got it. Splits a couple of defenders. Goes for the basket. His shot no good. Tap try no good. Rebound comes down to Plaquey. Long pass down to four. They get it to Eberhardt. His shot no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. So a good one here tonight between Grand Island Northwest and Adams Central in boys high school basketball. After the first quarter, Adams Central 14, Grand Island Northwest 14.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball over the Tiger Gym. About a minute to play in that one. McCook has got a 5-point lead over Hastings High. McCook 47, Hastings High 42. 1 minute to play in girls basketball over the Tiger Gym. We're tied up at 14 points apiece here. Northwest and Adams Central. As the Vikings working the ball in their offensive zone. Alec Waters out here in 3-point territory. Setting a screen up there was Plocky. They couldn't use it. Now Connor Eberhardt on the wing. Plocky again sets a screen. Over here to Garrett Gustafson out in 3-point territory. He hands it away now to Alec Waters. Adams Central stays with a man-to-man defense. Waters out here in 3-point territory. Trying to drive it. Cut off nicely there by Calvin Ott, who's into the ballgame after picking up a couple of personal fouls in that first quarter. Here's Gustafson. Feeds it inside. Now to Plocky. Wheels around. Goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's coming. No good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up by Adams Central. Jake Fowler has got it down for the Patriots. Hustles back the other way, all the way to the basket. Dumps it down to Calvin Ott, and his shot is up and in. Fowler took that baby all the way, right down to the baseline. Dumps it off for the last second to Ott, and he lays it in. Third field goal of the ball game for Ott. The Patriots now have a 2-point lead, 16-14. Here's GI Northwest with the ball on their offensive end. Garrett Gustafson on the dribble, comes out and out of Waters. Waters picked up there by Ott. Now left side, Eberhardt. His shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Calvin out of AC. Hands it away now to Barrett. Into the forecourt. Now to Matt Overmiller. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside. Kicks it back out. Fowler for three. Shot is up there. Is no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down by Plocky of Northwest. Plocky over to Garrett Gustafson. Into the forecourt. Deep in the corner. Left side to Brown. Drives the baseline. Dumps it off in the lane. The ball poked away. Taken away from Eberhardt. Here comes Calvin Ott. Back the other way for AC. Now to Overmiller. Matt directing some traffic out there. Overmiller hangs on to the ball, now dribbles to his right, reverses the ball, gets it now to Nick Stein. Stein over to Jake Fowler. Fowler moves it to the far sideline to Brady Barrett, driving the ball against Waters. Moves it down to the baseline, now to Overmiller. Overmiller on the wing. We're down to 6 minutes to play. Here in the first half, Adams Central has got a 2-point lead, 16-14. Stein drives, contact made, foul called. A foul will go here on Connor Eberhardt of Northwest. That's going to be his first team foul, number 2 on the Vikings. Back into the ball game now for head coach Ryan Rathke and GI Northwest is going to be Drew Skalka. Also in for the Vikings will be Eric Hurley. 5:59 to play second quarter. Adams Central leading by a pair, 16-14. As AC will play things in, they'll get it into a Calvin Ott in the lane. They kick it out over on the wing to a Jake Fowler. Fowler brings it back out here on the dribble, out near the 10-second line, as Northwest stays with her man-to-man. Here's Stein with the ball, a little fake, drives it inside. Now a pass into the lane, it's going to be intercepted. A turnover there on Adams Central, their fourth of the ball game. Ball is picked out of there by Kyle Plocky of Northwest. Down in the corner, right side to Brown. His shot for three is no good. Ball tapped around, picked up now by Stein. Stein runs it back the other way. Brings it back to the center of the floor, gets it into the hands. Now a Barrett, his long three-pointers, put up there and in. Several feet from behind the three-point arc as Brady Barrett nails a long three-pointer. It's now 19-14. Here's a three-pointer back the other way by Plocky that won't go. Battle for the rebound is brought down here by Ott. That three-pointer by Barrett well beyond the NBA three-point line. 19-14, the Patriots with a five-point lead. Now driving the ball is going to be Barrett. Contact made again. A foul here is going to go on Northwest. That one is from a different area code, maybe a different plane state there, as Brady Barrett throws up a long, long three-pointer to give Adams Central a five-point lead. Personal foul goes on Waters. That's going to be his first team foul, number 3 on the Vikings. AC will play things in. They get it to Matt Overmiller out here in three-point territory, down to Barrett. Barrett on the far sideline. Dribbles with the ball now. Comes out to Nick Stein. Stein dribbling with the ball. Drives it toward Waters. His shot is up there. It's good. Stein hits one from the wing on the left side. Nick Stein now with 5 points in the ball game, and the Patriots have opened up a seven-point lead now, 21-14 here in the ball game. Northwest has not scored so far here in the second period. Adams Central on a 7-0 run here to begin the quarter. Northwest has got the ball. Here's Alec Waters. Waters moves it over to Brown on the far sideline. Back out to Hurley. His shot for three is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Jake Fowler now for AC. Comes over to Matt Overmiller on the right sideline. Takes the ball into the paint. Collision. No foul called. Back outside to Barrett. His shot for three. No good. Rebound Fowler. Dumps it down to Calvin Ott. It's right through his fingertips out of bounds. 4:08 to play now. And now we're going to have a timeout from Adams Central. The Patriots want to call a timeout. They're on a 7-0 run to begin this second quarter. We'll take a break. 4:08 to play in the first half. Adams Central 21, Grand Island Northwest 14.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Adams Central on a 7-0 run here in the second quarter. The Patriots in the first quarter, 8 out of 18 from the field for 44%. GI Northwest was 5 out of 13. The Patriots out rebounding Northwest 9-4 in that initial quarter. Adams Central connected on 2 out of 7 from 3-point territory. Northwest was 3 out of 4. Each team had a turnover in that first quarter. Northwest came up with a steal. Adams Central had none. No blocked shots in the first period, but Adams Central hitting 3 out of 4 from the field here in the second quarter. They've got a 21-14 advantage over GI Northwest. 4:08 to play here in the second quarter. Again, last check, 47-42. LeCook had the lead over Hastings High in girls play tonight with a minute to play in the fourth quarter. Here's a steal now by Jake Fowler. He drives the ball into the hole. His shot is no good. Ball loose on the baseline. Now we're going to have a foul called. Fowler was knocked down as he went to the hole there, and a foul is going to be called here on Northwest. Personal foul is going to go on the Vikings at the 3:56 mark. That's going to be the fourth team foul on Northwest. So Hastings, Adams Central will play things in from underneath their own basket. Here's Ashton Dirks with the ball. That last foul went on Trevor Kraft. That's going to be his first. AC with the ball, powering the way to the basket is going to be Calvin Ott, and his shot is up and in. Calvin has got 8 points here in this first half. Adams Central has now scored the first 9 points of the ball game of this second quarter on a 9-0 run. Here's Alec Waters trying to dribble it. The ball's going to be stripped away again by Stein. Fifth turnover on Northwest. Stein gets the ball to Ott. His shot in the lane, good. Stein gets the assist. Calvin Ott gets his fifth field goal of the ball game, and it is now 25-14. Adams Central with the lead, 3:18 to play. Northwest has not scored so far here in the second quarter. Here's Eric Hurley. Hurley takes the ball on the right side to Skalka. His shot's going to be blocked down. Ball was loose on the baseline. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be last touch by the Patriots. Jared Gustafson comes back into the ballgame now for Northwest, replacing Alec Waters. So an 11-0 run by Adams Central here to begin the second quarter has given the Patriots some breathing room. 25-14 is the score now. After the two teams dueled to a 14-14 tie after the initial period. Here's Garrett Gustafson with the ball. Throws it on the wing. Skalka for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be too hard. Rebound offensively here by Trevor Kraft. Back out to Gustafson. Top of the key. Drives the ball against Fowler. 1 foot in, 1 foot out of the lane. Kicks it back out on the left side. His shot is up and in by Kraft, the three-pointer. Trevor Kraft hits the three ball. That breaks the 11-0 run there by Adams Central. It's now 25-17. 2.5 to play in the second quarter. Here's Ashton Dirks on the wing. Gives it out to Fowler. Now across the top to Nick Stein. Retreats back out of here into three-point territory. Now drives it. Shovels the ball away to Hollister. Takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. He stops there. Hollister in trouble. Sends it in the lane. The ball is deflected away from Dirks. Picked up by Hollister. To Stein, top of the key. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound comes down to Gustafson for Northwest. Gustafson runs her back the other way. Right-handed dribble. Down in the corner to Brown. Brown, not Augustuson. Entry pass deflected by Calvin Ott. The ball is loose. It's picked up here by Augustuson, and then he throws the ball into the Adams Central bench, but it was tipped out there by the Patriots. So Northwest will play things in. Adams Central playing tremendous defense again. The Patriots giving up only 44.7 points per ball game this season. So far, Northwest has got 17 points on the board with 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the second period. So Garrett Gustafson will key things in. He's got just 3 points so far in the ball game for Northwest. He's their leading scorer, averaging 12.8. Gustafson will play things in to Everhart, gives it back to Gustafson, puts it on the floor, dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Now to Skolka, near sideline, Everhart. Everhart back out here between the rings to Brown, drives it to the hole. A scoop shot is up there, no good, foul called. As Everhart is knocked down, the foul here is going to go on Adams Central underneath the hole. So a foul here will go on the Patriots. It's going to go on Barrett. That's going to be his first. Non-shooting situation, so the Vikings will play things in from underneath their own basket. Garrett Gustafson looking to trigger things in. Does so down the lane. Everhart throws up a shot. It's good. Connor Everhart scores there for Northwest. That's his first field goal. That's now a 25-19 ball game. Hollister back the other way for AC. Now to Overmiller. Overmiller on the right side of the lane. Puts it up there and scores. And he banks one in out for the window. Matt Overmiller with 4 points in the ball game. 27-19. Down to 90 seconds to play here in the second period. Gustafson down in the corner to Drew Skolka. Skolka comes back out to Plocky. Playing beyond the three-point circle as he hands the ball away here. Dribbling with the ball there is going to be Everhart to the near sideline to Brown. High post, Plocky has got it. Inside the free throw circle. Plocky hands the ball away. Over here to Gustafson on the wing. Garrett comes out on top down to Skolka. He dribbles it to the free throw line, puts up an off-balance shot and hits it. Tough shot there by Skolka, and he hits it. His second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. 60 seconds to play. 27-21. We're in the second quarter here tonight at the Patriot Gym. Brady Barrett walks the ball up the floor now for Adams Central. Down the near sideline, Ashton Dirks, top of the key, sends it down to Stein. Nick Stein behind a Dirks screen, still playing beyond the arc. Over to a Matt Overmiller down in the corner. They get it to a Zach Hollister, now with 40 seconds to play. Here in the second period, the Patriots holding on to a six-point lead, 27-21. Hollister back outside, Overmiller for three. Shot is up there, it's going to be off of the mark, no good. Down for the rebound, Stein tips the ball out to Hollister. Back to Nick. Nick takes the ball out of the paint. There's a jump pass to the far sideline. Barrett drives inside. Contact made. Shot no good. Foul called. It's going to go on Gustafson. That's going to be his first. So Garrett Gustafson gets hit with his first personal foul. That's the fifth teamer on Grand Island Northwest. Still no free throws here. Adams Central will play things in. Calvin Ott checks back into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Hollister. Ott's had a good first half. 5 field goals and 10 points. End of the ball game for Northwest, Trevor Kraft. And coming out will be Kyle Plocky. 23.4 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. 27-21. Adams Central with the lead. Patriots will inbound the ball. Ashton Dirks gets it down to Stein, the Matt Overmiller. Overmiller out here in three-point territory on the dribble. Takes it to the left side of the floor. Now to Stein. We're down to 15 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Stein dribbling with the ball. Out near the 10-second line. Now they get it in the hands of Brady Barrett. Gets away, splits a couple of defenders, goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouled in the play. Brady Barrett took it right to the hole there for Adams Central, and he is fouled in a play by Drew Skolka of Northwest. So now Barrett goes to the free throw line for AC. Brady, an 83% foul shooter so far this year. He's 25 out of 30 from the free throw line. Barrett will have 2 shots here. His first one is up and in. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. Barrett has knocked down 2 3-pointers in this contest. Michael Lindblad comes into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Ott. 28-21. Gustafson back in now for GI Northwest, replacing Drew Skolka. Eric Hurley also checks in for the Vikings, replacing Trevor Kraft. All this with 4.2 seconds remaining. So Brady Barrett goes to the free throw line for the second of 2 shots. And his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound, brought down by Hurley. Hurley takes it down the right sideline to Gustafson. He throws it up from just past half court. It's going to be no good, and that's the end of the first half of play. So the two teams spot to a 14-14 first quarter tie. Adams Central with a good second period, and now they lead Grand Island Northwest as they outscore the Vikings in that second quarter, 14-7. And it's Adams Central with a lead over Grand Island Northwest at halftime. The Patriots 28, Grand Island Northwest 21. You're listening to High School Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe back at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central here tonight. Boys High School basketball now, as Adams Central has got the lead over Grand Island Northwest at the break. The score is 28-21. 14-14 after the first quarter, but Adams Central then goes on an 11-0 run to begin the second quarter. They got to a 25-14 lead with 3:18 to play before Northwest finally got a bucket to go down, and the Vikings are trailing Adams Central by 7 here at halftime, 28-21. Leading the way for Adams Central in that first half was Calvin Ott, as he comes up with 5 field goals and 10 points in the first two quarters. Meanwhile, Drew Skalka has got 4 points for the Northwest Vikings. We'll get to the shooting numbers, get to the scoring in the first half in just a couple of minutes. We want to bring on Tim Barker, the head coach for the Adams Central girls basketball team. Again, Adams Central dropping the first one tonight to Grand Island Northwest by the score of 59-34. And coaches, there's not a whole lot to good talk about in the basketball game tonight. It was a tough one here to start things off tonight.
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of opportunities to be in the game early, and we just couldn't finish some of those opportunities, and then we just didn't keep the boards clean and let them get too many second chance points, and then they got a little bit of a lead and got comfortable, and the ball started to go in from the outside and from the inside, and then that's really tough to try and match up with Grand Island Northwest, and they have 5'10 shooter on the outside and a 6-foot post player on the inside and 6-foot post player on the backside. That, you know, it was a tough challenge when we let them get that lead and get comfortable.
You mentioned the rebounds. We had you at 43-27 getting out rebounded by Northwest tonight, including 22-8 on the offensive end, and that's just too many opportunities.
Yeah, and that was a big part of the first quarter, was they were able to get those second chance opportunities, and you know, they scored every time down the floor, several series, and most of them were put back, and then, you know, then they got that lead and kind of got comfortable, and then were able to kind of, you know, relax. And they are a very patient team, and they handle the ball well. They usually don't turn it over very often, and you know, they're able to go inside and outside very well, and that's a lot of what we worked on. But you know, the rebounding is mainly effort, and we just really didn't get out and rebound very well. We got tips, and when there's 3 6 footers or, you know, taller kids in there and you just tip it, usually they're going to get it.
So Adams Central getting out rebounded tonight 43-27 by Northwest. The Vikings got out to an 18-6 first quarter lead, led 33-17 by halftime, and it was not much that you guys could do offensively. We struggled a little bit tonight too.
Yeah, we talked about trying to chip away at it a little bit, and you know, it kind of came down to that same thing, that you know, if they would miss something and we'd have an opportunity, we'd tip it and they'd end up getting it back. And you know, and then Brown started to hit some more three-pointers from the outside, and when we did make a little bit of a run, she hit a three, and you know, they were able to answer it, and we closed it down just a little bit, but they were able to answer every time that we did anything, whether it was inside or out, and you know, we just really couldn't make up any ground in the second half.
Tell you what, you've got 3 years now to dream about Mackenzie Brown. She knocks down 7 three-pointers tonight, had 3 2-point field goals, scores 27 in the ballgame tonight.
Yeah, I guess that'll set a goal for us next time that she comes around. And you know, she's a good player. And we were kind of forced into a zone tonight just because we really don't have a way we can match up man-to-man. We tried to go a little bit of man-to-man late in the game there, and, you know, then we could see where our problem was going to be against man. They're just a good passing team, and when they're that big and they're able to play that physical, it's a tough matchup for us. You know, we're either younger or smaller in the post, and they just did a nice job. And, you know, she'll be an interesting matchup for us in the future. And you know, that's something that we'll have to work on, you know, probably a little bit different defensive scheme and see what happens.
It's not only the height, but the way they use their height, where their guys, their girls can go beyond the three-point circle, causes the matchup problems out there, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, and when she plays primarily as a guard, and then they have some height at the guard as well. So, you know, Troy has a lot to look forward to. It, you know, his best post player inside is only a junior. So, you know, they're going to be a really good ball club in the future and cause a lot of people a lot of problems just with the height that they have all over the floor, able to spread people out and, you know, just some people are going to have to take some different approaches to be able to challenge them. But Class B, a lot of teams that they're going to face are going to have six-footers that can match up with them inside, and they're going to have more height. And we just don't have enough depth and size to match up with them very well. And they played really well tonight. So.
Is the key is stopping them, putting pressure on them, maybe beyond the three-point circle a little bit more?
Yeah, I think that would help. You know, some of the stuff that I've seen on them, they're a pretty good passing team. So, you know, when we try to defend the post out in the middle with the 5'6 girl, they're able to get the ball over top and then hit an outside cutter, and so then they're shooting layups. So, I mean, they're a good ball club, and they handle it. But, yeah, that's one of your opportunities is to try and pressure them a little bit farther out, trying to push them out a little bit. But as the season has gone on, they've gotten better at handling the pressure, and Brown will bring the ball down the floor. So you've got a 5'10 that can throw to the six-footers, and you know, so that's just a great luxury to have, somebody that can throw over the top of the traps and get the ball to the six-footers and still run the floor and knock down threes and post you up inside.
Mackenzie Brown again scoring 27-9 for Northwest. Emily Jones at 22. That's all the scoring they needed as Northwest knocks off Adams Central tonight by a score of 59-34. The Vikings now get ready to face Hastings High coming up next Friday night up in Grand Island. You guys got another ball game tomorrow to get back under the floor and maybe rebound against Donovan Trumbull, a ball game that you should be in the contest tomorrow with Donovan.
Yeah, it's always a tough matchup every time that we match up with Donovan. You know, they always come out, really play hard. They've got some athletic guards and some good posts inside. Kristen Sullivan is leading or near the top in rebounds in the dribbling. So, you know, they're a good ball club, too. You know, the record may not show it. They played some tough teams. And so it'll be another tough challenge for us tomorrow night, and hopefully we can rebound better and play a little better tomorrow.
Okay, good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Mike.
Tim Marker, the head coach for Adams Central. Again, the Patriots dropping the first ball game tonight to Grand Island Northwest by the score of 59-34 to Grand Island Northwest. So the Adams Central girls now are 4-7 on the season. Grand Island Northwest just the opposite. They improved to 7 wins and 4 losses as they knock off AC tonight 59-34. Halftime of this one is 28-21. Adams Central has got a 7-point lead over Grand Island Northwest. Shooting numbers in the ball game in the first half, Adams Central hitting exactly 50% from the field. They're 14 out of 28. Grand Island Northwest is 8 out of 25 for 32%. On three-pointers, Adams Central is 3 out of 10 for 30%. GI Northwest 4 out of 10 for 40%. Rebounds right now, Adams Central winning that war 15-8, including 5-2 in the offensive end. Patriots have 3 turnovers in the basketball game thus far compared to 4 for Grand Island Northwest. The Patriots have 3 steals, 2 for Grand Island Northwest. Adams Central 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, 50%. Northwest has hit their only free throw tonight. Adams Central has got 1 block shot, and Grand Island Northwest with none. Leading the way in scoring for Adams Central, Brady Barrett. He's got 7 points. Calvin Ott actually leading the way. He's got 10. So Ott's got 10. Brady Barrett with 7. Nick Stein has got 5 points. Matt Overmiller has got 4. 2 points for Zach Hollister. Meanwhile, for Grand Island Northwest, a balanced attack. Drew Skalka has got 4. They've got Garrett Gustafson, Eric Hurley, also Brock Brown, Kyle Plocky, and Trevor Kraft, all with 3 points in the ball game, and Connor Eberhardt has got 2. So our score in halftime is 28-21. Adams Central has got the lead. got the final score in that girls' basketball game over at the Tiger Gym. McCook hangs on to beat Hastings High tonight by a score of 52-47. 52-47, McCook beats Hastings High in girls' basketball activity up at the Jungle at Hastings High tonight. So it's 28-21 here as Adams Central and Northwest gets ready to do battle here for half number two. Adams Central playing things in. The Patriots will shoot to our basket to our left here in this third quarter of play. So 28-21 after it was 14-14 at halftime. The Patriots use an 11-0 run to begin the second quarter to get some cushion here in this ball game. A driving layup there by Matt Overmiller is no good. Rebound comes down to Northwest. Gustafson, the Waters. His pass in the lane is going to be picked off. Picked off by Calvin Ott of Adams Central as the Patriots come back the other way. 30 seconds into this third quarter. It's 28-21. Patriots have the lead. Overmiller goes inside to Ott. He goes for the hole. His reverse layup up and in. Calvin Ott's been averaging 8 points per ball game. He's got 12 so far in this one. It's now a 30-21 ball game. This is the biggest lead of the contest now for Adams Central. In the second half of play, Waters comes out on top as Adams Central stays with a man-to-man defense. Connor Eberhardt backs it down out there against Stein. Throws it to the far sideline with the basketball. Now is going to be Alec Waters. He dribbles with the ball. Now reverses it. Gets it to Garrett Gustafson over in the far sideline to Eberhardt. Eberhardt now down the left side to Plocky. His shot is wild. No good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Jake Fowler runs it back the other way to Stein. Hesitates. Drives inside. Puts up a 10-footer. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Garrett Gustafson. He runs her back the other way. Right-handed dribble. Gustafson down the right side of the lane. Kicks it down in the corner. Eberhardt takes the ball. Now gets it in the hands of Brown. His shot from the right side is no good. Ball tapped out and is picked up here by Fowler. Fowler runs her back the other way for AC. Jump pass goes to Calvin Ott. Right side of the lane. Now to Nick Stein. Stein sends it over in the far sideline. With the basketball is Overmiller. Overmiller directing some traffic. Now to Calvin Ott. Out here in three-point territory, sends it to Brady Barrett on the far sideline. Brady takes off, drives it for the basket, and scores. Left-handed layup there by Brady Barrett. He's now got 9 points in the ball game, and the Patriots out on top now by a score of 32-21. Biggest lead of the ball game now for EC. It occurs here early in the third quarter. 6 minutes to play. Patriots now leading by 11. Here's Alec Waters with the ball, picked up there by Overmiller. Waters comes out on top. Here's Brown. His shot for three is up there. It's off the heel of the iron, and then back in again. He gets the roll. Brock Brown hits his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points. 32-24. The Vikings back to within nine. Here's Barrett, 4-3. Shot from the corner. Good. Nothing but net. Brady Barrett. He has now got 12 points in the basketball game. And now Ryan Rathke wants to call a timeout. 5 minutes and 36 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 35, Grand Island Northwest 24.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, winner of the GPAC All Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Broncos and the Briarcliff Chargers tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. Women's game. We'll go at 2 o'clock with the guys to follow at 4. Pre-game show with head coach Jeff Dittman at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. The Bronco men will be facing the 7th-ranked team in the country in Briarcliff. Hastings College women will be looking to break a 2-game losing streak tomorrow. 35-24 is the score. Adams Central out to an 11-point lead now here in this third quarter. Here's a Drew Skalka. He dumps it off in the lane. They get it to a Trevor Kraft, puts a man in the air, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go here on AC. It's going to go on Calvin Ott. That's going to be his third. Now Calvin's having a good offensive show tonight with 12 points. Now he's going to have to check out with his third personal foul. Zach Hollister comes back in now for head coach Zach Foster. Garrett Gustafson will inbound for Grand Island Northwest underneath his own basket. Gustafson looking. Finally gets it into the lane. That's a Brown jump pass. Goes back down in the corner. It's going to be tipped out of bounds there by AC. Trying to get it back down to Garrett Gustafson, who was spotting up for a three down there. But the ball is knocked out of bounds by Hollister of AC. So Gustafson again will inbound the ball from underneath their own basket. They get it inside. Here's a shot up there and in. Connor Eberhardt off of the inbound. He banks one home. Eberhardt now with 4 points in the ball game, 35-26. And now Northwest going to attack here right at the 10-second line. AC breaks it easily with a pass down the near sideline. Overmiller falls down with the ball and tries to get it out here to Dirks. And now a foul is going to be called on Ashton Dirks. Overmiller tried to take the ball into the lane. He fell down just as he got to the paint and tried to foot the ball out to Dirks. That was mishandled by Ashton, and then he commits the personal foul. That's going to be his first, team foul number two on Adams Central. So the Patriots turn the ball over for the sixth time here in the ball game. 35-26 is the score. Adams Central leading by 9 points. Northwest has got the ball. Kraft right at the free throw line. His pass deflected out of bounds. Off of the fingertips there of Nick Stein. 4:54 to play in the third quarter. Adams Central leading by 9, 35-26. Gustafson will inbound the ball here for GI Northwest. Directs some traffic. Finally gets it in. There's a Skalka with it now as he brings it back to Gustafson around the Skalka screen. Moves it to the right side of the lane. Stops there at the elbow. Hands it away to Brown. Trying to drive it. Can't do it. Back out to Gustafson. Gustafson now to Skalka. Left side to Eberhardt. High post. They get the ball to Trevor Kraft. Kraft now to Gustafson. He holds on to the ball. A pass to the right side of the lane to get it to Eberhardt. He throws up a one-handed shot. It's up and in. Connor Eberhardt has nailed a couple of field goals here in this third quarter. And it's now 35-28 as the Vikings are back within 7 points with 4:23 to play here in the third quarter. Here's a Brady Barrett driving for the hole. Throws it back out here to Stein in the wing. Now to Ashton Dirks. Now to Overmiller. Now to Brady Barrett. As he comes back and gets the handoff out near the 10-second line, the Patriots reset their offense here. Brady Barrett on the dribble, moves it to the right, left side of the floor to Ashton Dirks. Now back inside to Overmiller, forces up a shot. It's up and in. Matt Overmiller now with 6 points in the ball game, and the Patriots again lead by 9 points, 37-28. Vikings come back, and the ball deflected out of bounds there by Hollister. End of the ball game now for Northwest will be Alec Waters. Out of the contest will be Gustafson. 37-28 is the score. Adams Central out on top by 9 points as the Vikings inbound. The ball is going to be deflected here by Ashton Dirks. It comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be a last touch by Dirks. Ashton sliding to the near sideline, trying to grab the ball there for AC. He couldn't get to it. The Vikings will play things in. Eberhardt will key things in. Here comes Fowler back into the ball game now, replacing Overmiller. So Connor Eberhardt will inbound the ball here for GI Northwest right in front of the Vikings bench. They will get it into a Trevor Kraft. Kraft down to Brock Brown as he dribbles with the ball out here in three-point territory. Sends it over in the wing to Drew Skalka. Picked up there by Fowler of AC. Circles around, brings it to the right side of the lane. Back out to Eberhardt. Eberhardt now to Waters to the far sideline. There's a Brock Brown with the ball. Dribbles to his right. Now he picks up that dribble and comes across the top to Waters. AC stays with a man-to-man defense. 37-28. Northwest has been very patient here against the AC defense. They're still down by 9 points thanks to a good second quarter. There's a feed inside, deflected away from Kraft. Kraft picks it up on the baseline and then knocks it off with a leg of Zach Hollister out of bounds. So Northwest saves this possession. They will inbound the ball. 3 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's still Adams Central leading GI Northwest by the score of 37-28. Alec Waters lobs it into the lane. Eberhardt goes up for the shot and hits it. Connor Eberhardt now at 8 points in the ball game. He leads the Vikings in scoring here tonight. And the Vikings are back within 7, 37-30. Getting away on the dribble is going to be Fowler. He tricky dribbles inside, and his shot's going to be up there no good. Blocked down, picked up by Brock Brown. Brown runs it back the other way to Kraft. Kraft shot over Ashton Dirks, no good. And the rebound comes down to Stein of Adams Central. Long pass down to floor, deflected away from Fowler. Ball nearly goes out of bounds. It's saved by Northwest. It is picked up now by Alec Waters. He drives it back the other way. His shot over Stein, no good. Rebound Eberhardt. His shot's blocked down. Rebounded by Stein. He runs her back the other way. Does not have the numbers. 1-on-3. As Stein flips the ball back here to Barrett. Down in the corner. On the left side, Brady hangs onto it. Here's Fowler down the left side of the lane. Contact made. Now we got a timeout called. Zach Foster wants to call a timeout here for the Patriots as AC works with the ball on their offensive end. 2 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 37, GI Northwest 30.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
All right, play is back in. Adams Central inbounds the ball. They have a 7-point lead, 37-30. Here's Barrett, long-range jumper shot, in and out, no good. Rebound, Stein, follow shot, good. Nick Stein right in front of the basket. Knocks the ball back down through the cylinder. He's got 7 points in the ball game. It's 39-30. Here's a long-range jumper back the other way by Skolkin. No good. Tap try, no good. Rebound comes down to AC. Dribbling the ball out of there is going to be Barrett. Dribbles behind his back. Gets it into the offensive zone. Drives it into the lane. Contact made. Offensive foul called on Barrett. Brady Barrett gets it with an offensive charge down the lane as he drew a lot of contact in there. That was the Connor Eberhardt that went down for GI Northwest in the lane. So the Patriots have a 9-point lead. It is 39-30. We're down to 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Here's Austin Anderson into the ball game. They lob the ball back inside. It's going to be deflected away. It's saved by Calvin Ott. So a turnover on Northwest after 6 in the ball game. And now Adams Central has got the ball in a 9-point lead. Barrett works against Austin Anderson, hands the ball away. Ashton Dirks circles around in the lane, kicks it out to Calvin Ott, down in the corner. Barrett for three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Dirks goes back up. His shot is up there, no good, and he's fouling the play. Ashton Dirks, an offensive board there for AC, and now he goes to the free throw line. He was fouling the play. The personal foul is whistled here on Skolka of Northwest. That's going to be his second. So Ashton Dirks goes to the free throw line. This is his first free throw of the season. As Dirks will toe the mark. His shot is up there, and it's good. Dirks averaging 3 points, 1.6 rebounds per game. End of the ball game, Kyle Plocky. Now for GI Northwest. Also coming in will be Alec Waters. Stein's going to get a breather now for the Adams Central Patriots. So now it's a 40-30 ball game. Adams Central with a 10-point lead. The second shot by Dirks is up there, no good. Offensive rebound. Calvin Ott, he falls down, and the ball goes out of bounds on the far side. So Ott falls down after grabbing the offensive board just to the right of the lane. It goes trickling out of bounds, so Northwest will play things in. It is now a 10-point lead for Adams Central, 40-30. Patriots had an 11-point lead earlier at 32-21. So AC working with it now. On defense, here's a lob pass down low. As they get it over to Alec Waters, his shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Overmiller. He runs her back the other way. Overmiller's passing will be intercepted. Intercepted by Waters. He feeds down the floor here. Driving for the hole is going to be Hurley. He loses control of the ball as it's poked away. It's picked up by Overmiller of AC. Now to Dirks. His pass inside to Ott. A lot of contact down there. Finally, a foul is called. So a couple of turnovers, and finally Calvin Ott is going to go to the free throw line here for AC. He was fouled in the play by Kyle Plocky. Second foul on Plocky. Team foul number 2 on the Vikings. Out to the free throw line, and his shot is up there. It's good. Adams Central plays at Donovan Trumbull tomorrow. That'll be a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Of course, Zach Foster, the head man at Adams Central, is a former head coach at Donovan Trumbull, so he goes back to face his former team. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Now we got a foul called on the rebound. It's going to go on Overmiller. He tried to poke the ball away from Jared Gustafson. Overmiller picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 3 on the Patriots. End of the ball game, Michael Lindblad now for AC. Coming out is going to be Calvin Ott. Under a minute to play here in the third quarter. Adams Central has got the lead over GI Northwest. 41-30 is the score. Here's Augustuson on the dribble now for the Vikings. Reverses the ball, gets it to Brown, drives it down the left side of the lane. His shot is up there. It's no good. Foul called. Ashton Dirks picking up the foul for AC. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Dirks. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Adams Central. Going to the free throw line will be Brock Brown. Brown is a 50% foul shooter, 3 out of 6 from the free throw line so far this season. His shot is up there. That one rims around and goes down through the hole. That's only the second free throw of the night for GI Northwestern. Now 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Stein is in. Michael Lindblad is out. Hollister is going to check out as Brady Barrett comes back into the ball game now for head coach Zach Foster. 41-31, Patriots by 10. Here comes a second shot by Brown. That one is good. So Brock Brown hits a pair, and the Vikings are back to within 9 points, 41-32. We'll see if the Patriots play for the final shot here. It was spread to four. We're down to 33 seconds to go. Fowler into the forecourt now to Brady Barrett, now to Stein. Stein goes to Dirks, now to Nick Stein again, out here in three-point territory. And now contact is made, and foul's going to go on Connor Eberhardt. Connor picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Vikings. So GI Northwest still with several to waste here before they will send Adam Central to the free throw line. Ashton Dirks will play the ball in from the near sideline to Nick Stein. Stein left-handed dribble back into the offensive zone behind a screen from Overmiller. Nick still got it out here. Flips the ball away to Overmiller. Matt holding on to it here. Now dribbles. Spins at the top of the key. Here's a pass that's going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Plocky. Plocky gets the ball to Gustafson with 3 seconds. Down in the corner. Here's Waters for three. Shot is up and in. Waters hits a three ball there from the deep right corner. AC turns the ball over on the final possession. Northwest comes back, and Alec Waters hits a three-pointer from deep in the right corner to pull Northwest within 6 points after three quarters. So a big turn of events right there for GI Northwest. Three quarters in the books here tonight. Boys High School basketball. It's Adams Central 41, Grand Island Northwest 35.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
All right, fourth quarter underway. Grand Island Northwest has pulled back within 6 points, 41-35. Vikings out of the opening possession here this fourth quarter. Adams Central stays with their man-to-man defense. Here's Gustafson with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. One cutter down the left side of the lane. Brock Brown can't get the ball. Instead, they dribble out here and hand it away to Connor Eberhardt. Eberhardt now to Waters. Behind a screen from Eberhardt. Waters gets the ball to Connor. Takes the ball down to the baseline as he works against Stein. Gives it away down to Gustafson. Spins right side of the lane. Goes up with a shot and in. Garrett Gustafson scores for Northwest. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and the Vikings all of a sudden are within 4 points. With 7:15 to play in the ball game, it's 41-37. Adams Central with the ball back in their offensive end. Jake Fowler gets away. Comes across the free throw line to get it to Barrett. It's shot for three. Good. Brady Barrett just to the left of the lane there scores. He's got 15 points in the ball game. The pass goes to the right side of the lane, right across the free throw line to Brady Barrett, who's wide open over here on the wing. Barrett now with 15. Adams Central with a 7-point lead, 44-37. Here's a Northwest with the ball. Connor Eberhardt, he turns the ball away. It's picked up by Nick Stein. That's the ninth turnover. Here's Overmiller. His shot for three is no good. And the rebound comes to Northwest, running back the other way. Brock Brown, his pass deflected, picked up deep in the corner. Gustafson then can't handle it, and it's picked up by Stein. Turnover number 10 on the Vikings. Stein has got it down to Jake Fowler. Adams Central hustles into the forecourt. They get it to Brady Barrett. Man-to-man defense here by GI Northwest. Brady Barrett comes to Matt Overmiller, sends it back to Brady, right side. Now he takes it into the paint. His off-balance shot is up there and in. Brady Barrett throws up an off-balance prayer in the lane, and it goes right through the hole. He's got 17 in the ball game, 46-37, and now the ball deflected out of bounds by Barrett. The man is everywhere. 6:07 to play in the fourth quarter. It's now 46-37, and now Ryan Rapke is up. He wants to call a timeout for the Vikings. We'll take a break. 6:07 to play in the fourth quarter. Adams Central 46, Northwest 37.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
46-37. Adams Central has got the lead in the third quarter. Adams Central hitting 50% of their shots, 5 out of 10. Northwest 42%, 5 out of 12. Patriots knocked down 1 out of 2 three-pointers in the third quarter for 50%. Northwest 2 out of 2. But Adams Central out rebounding Northwest in that third quarter, 8-3. They now hold a 23-11 advantage on the glass here tonight. 46-37 on the scoreboard. The Patriots have the lead. Northwest driving for the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Brown. Rebound is loose. It comes to the near sideline. Nice play by Fowler as he knocks the ball off with a leg of Plocky out of bounds, and Adams Central plays things in. Both the officials right there, they confirm. They give the ball to Adams Central, so a nice play there by Jake Fowler. So Adams Central has got the ball now in a 9-point lead. 5:45 to play in the ball game. Northwest now attacking it backcourt. Brady brings it across the 10-second line. Jump pass comes to the near sideline now. They get it to Fowler inside to Ott. His shot is up there and in. Calvin Ott now with 15 points in the basketball game for Adams Central. And again, the Patriots build an 11-point lead, 48-37. So just as Northwest had the lead down to 4 points, Adams Central rattles off 7 of their own. 48-37 as we approach the 5-minute mark. Here's a long-range jumper by Eberhardt up there. He cannot get the roll. Offensive rebound, Plocky. He is double-teamed. The ball poked away. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline, and it's going to be Northwest ball. Last touch there by Adams Central as Fowler tips the ball away for AC. Connor Eberhardt will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. Connor looking, finally gets it in to Alec Waters. AC matching up now, man-on-man. 5 minutes and some change left here in the fourth quarter. Adams Central leading by 11 points. Here's Brock Brown with the ball. Out on top to Plocky. Shot for three is up there. No good. Tap try, no good. Rebound is loose, and a traveling violation is going to be called. Here is Brady Barrett falls down with the ball, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. So Barrett came down with it and fell down to the seat of his pants and kind of on his back there as he rolls over. He gets hit with a traveling violation, so Northwest will keep the ball. They'll play things in just the right of the basket to Eberhardt. He gives it to Plocky. Drives into the paint. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's still loose. 2-3 players hit the deck. It comes out to Waters for three. His shot no good. Finally, AC grabs the rebound and the foul called. Barrett got the board that time. Brock Brown climbs the back of Brady Barrett and picks up the personal foul. First one on Brown. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Vikings. 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play. We'll announce our players of the game right after the contest here tonight, then the coaches' post-game show with head coach Zach Foster. So stick around for that. The Patriots on their way to their 9th victory of the season here tonight. Stein loses the ball out of bounds. Nick trying to drive it to the baseline, working there against Eberhardt of Northwest and lost the ball out of bounds. That's 10 turnovers on the Patriots. That's what they average on the season, 10. Here's Alec Waters back with the ball now for GI Northwest. Moves it right side of the lane. Back out on top. A shot by Brown. It's going to be short from three. Rebound is picked up off of the floor here by Nick Stein. Stein gets into the hands of Barrett, and Brady will walk things up now for Adams Central. The Patriots still with an 11-point lead. Barrett goes to Stein, and now we got a timeout from Zach Foster. So Adams Central wants to talk things over. We're down to 4 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 48, Grand Island Northwest 37.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
4:13 to play here in the fourth quarter. Adams Central 48, Grand Island Northwest 37. Hastings High girls basketball team lost tonight to McCook by a score of 52-47. The Adams Central girls basketball team losing here tonight to Grand Island Northwest in the first contest, 59-34. a big night for Mackenzie Brown. She scores 27 points in the ball game for Northwest, including 18 in the first half. If that wasn't enough, Emily Jones goes off for 22 points for the Vikings. So it's 48-37 here. Hastings St. Cecilia not playing tonight. The Hastings High boys playing the second ball game against McCook up at the Jungle at Hastings High. So the Patriots will play things in on the far sideline following the timeout from their first-year head coach in Zach Foster. AC plays it in. Overmiller gets it in to Stein. Brings it back into the offensive zone. Northwest will stay with a man-to-man defense. Stein gets away. Takes it down on the baseline on the dribble. Throws it back out on top. This is Fowler with the ball. Fowler goes over to Brady Barrett. Brady picked up there by Alec Waters of Northwest. Overmiller sets a screen. They can't use it. They get it now to a Nick Stein. Now they lob it inside. Overmiller grabs the ball down low, spins, puts up a shot. It's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Plotky. Plotky gets the ball to Alec Waters. End of the forecourt. Waters takes off, drives it down the lane. It's shot off of the window. No good. And a rebound comes down to Overmiller of Adams Central. Down to 3:38 to play now. They're in the fourth quarter. The Patriots with an 11-point lead, 48-37. With the basketball now is going to be Brady Barrett. Gets away, dribbles to the free throw line, stops there, and spins around, throws up a shot, no good. The ball tapped out. Who's got it? AC does. Nick Stein grabs it. Stein takes off, dribbles to the free throw line, throws it to Fowler. His long-range jumper is no good. And a rebound comes down to Plotky for Grand Island Northwest. Plotky now to Waters into the forecourt. A pass deflected back out of bounds. Barrett over here and runs right into Ryan Rathke, the head coach for Northwest. 3:12 remaining. Here in the contest, Adams Central leading of Grand Island Northwest. We've been stuck on this score for a while, 48-37, an 11-point lead. Now Ashton Dirks comes into the ball game. It's going to be Overmiller coming to the bench. Northwest will play things in from underneath their own basket to the left side. Gustafson holding the ball, finally gets it in. That's it, Drew Skolka back outside. Hurley for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Stein. Nick Stein dribbles out of there with the Patriots. Right-handed dribble, switches hands. Comes into the forecourt, now to Dirks, now to Stein. Dribbles the ball all the way to the basket, shoots and scores. Nick Stein finds his team on the defense and scores. He's got 9 points, and the Patriots now lead by a score of 50-37. Here's a shot from the baseline, no good, and a foul called on the rebound. So after Adams Central had their lead cut down to 4 points with 7:15 to play in the fourth quarter, the Patriots have come back and run it off nine straight. They start off the second quarter with a 12-0 run to give them a cushion. That's a lead that they have not given up. A personal foul goes on Stein. That's going to be his first. 2:49 to play here in the fourth quarter. Adams Central with a 14-point lead now, 51-37. Vikings work for the ball. Hurley comes to the near side. Gustafson on the dribble, takes it down to the baseline. His short jumper is up there, no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch here by the Vikings. So Adams Central will play things in. The Patriots and Donovan Trumbull coming up tomorrow night. Northwest is 1 out of 10 from the field in the second in the fourth quarter. Adams Central 4 out of 8. Patriots have extended their lead here in the fourth. There's Barrett on the far sideline. He is trapped out there, and now Zach uses a timeout here to save the possession. Adams Central calls a timeout. Barrett was trapped just as he brought it across the 10-second line on that far sideline. So timeout here. 2:25 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 50 and Grand Island Northwest 37.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
Obviously, things running late up at the Jungle tonight. 6-5. Hastings High boys have the lead over McCook early in that basketball game. They had a late JV game, a late girls game. Hastings High has got a 6-5 lead over McCook early in that basketball game up at the Jungle at Hastings High. Adams Central plays the ball in here. And immediately a foul is going to be called on Drew Skolka for Northwest. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Vikings. Adams Central has got a 50-37 lead here over Grand Island Northwest as they play the ball in. Nick Stein has got it. Stein brings it across the timeline, now drives it down the lane, kicks it back out here to Dirks, who fakes the three. Dirks back out to Brady Barrett. Adams Central going to run some time now. We're down to 2:10 remaining. Here's Overmiller. He's going to be fouled in a play by Austin Anderson, who just checked in there. Anderson picks up his first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 6 on the Vikings. So the next foul will send Adam Central to the free throw line. The Patriots now with a 13-point lead, 50-37. And now head coach Ryan Rathke is going to send in some new troops here. 14-14 at the end of the first quarter. Adam Central outscores Northwest 14-7 in the second period. They take a 28-21 lead, and that's a lead they have not given up. Northwest got her down to 4 points here in the fourth quarter, but Adam Central has then won a 13-0 run. Adam Central has got the ball here. Actually, a 9-0 run. A 9-0 run over GI Northwest. Here's Ashton Dirks down on the baseline. Mishandles the ball, but now we're going to have a foul called. That's going to go on Northwest as well. And Dirks will now go to the free throw line for Adam Central as the foul is going to go on Brock Brown. So Northwest cut that lead down to 51-37. It's now 50-37 in favor of the Patriots. So a 9-0 run. And now Ashton Dirks to the free throw line here. He's 1 out of 2 so far tonight. For his only points in the ball game, he misses that free throw, misses the front end of the 1-1, and the rebound comes down to Garrett Gustafson. He runs it back the other way on the dribble, throws up a shot, no good, he's fouled in the play. So Garrett Gustafson takes it right down the floor here, streaks down to the offensive end, and a foul is going to be called here on Dirks of AC. That's going to be his third. To the free throw line, Garrett Gustafson. He came in averaging 12.8 points per ball game. He's got just 5 tonight. Couple of field goals, and he is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. Northwest has shot only 4 free throws tonight. They are 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Garrett Gustafson will have one more. Puts it up there. That one, swish, right through the hole. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. 50-39 now. The Patriots out to an 11-point lead. AC seeing some pressure now in backcourt. Barrett brings the ball into the offensive zone to Dirks. Back outside to Overmiller. Overmiller down to Stein. Nick gets away, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Connor Everhart. About the only thing the Vikings can do right now. That's send Adam Central to the free throw line and hope for some misses down here. 50-39 is the score. Adam Central, a 59% foul shooting club so far this season. This is going to send Stein to the free throw line. His shot is up there as good. Nick is not a sure bet from the free throw line. He's 4 out of 10 coming into the ball game tonight, but he hits that one. And now head coach Ryan Rathke wants to call a timeout for GI Northwest. We'll take a break. 1:25 to play here in the fourth quarter. Adams Central 51, Grand Island Northwest 39.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Adam Central with the lead here over Grand Island Northwest, 51-39. Adam Central plays at Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night. Then next Saturday, mark it on your calendars because Grand Island Central Catholic is going to be in town. Central Catholic ranked number 2 in Class C1. I'll guarantee you this place will be jammed to the gills next week, next Saturday. It's also the annual soup supper here at Adam Central. So we're going to have a jammed house, and that should be a great, great basketball game next Saturday night. We will have the games for you next Saturday following our Hastings College basketball coverage. So the way things are shaping up now, 4 games for you next Saturday here on 1230 KHIS. Nick Stein will go to the free throw line. His shot is up there. That's around the rim, falls off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Kyle Plocky of Grand Island Northwest. A minute and 20 seconds to play. Here's Gustafson driving down the right side of the lane, spins, runs into a couple of defenders, puts up a shot over Dirks, no good. Rebound comes down to Overmiller. Matt Overmiller with the ball down to Nick Stein, splits a couple of defenders, and a foul is going to be called here. And Stein will go to the free throw line now for Adams Central. Foul is going to go on GI Northwest. They're going to whistle this one, Alec Waters. That's going to be his second. So Stein back to the free throw line. Adams Central has shot 9 free throws tonight. There's number 10 right here as Stein misses this one. And the rebound comes down to Plocky. So it's still 51-39. Here's Gustafson He stops right at the top of the three-point circle, being hounded down here by Ashton Dirks down on the baseline. Everhart drives, nice pass across to Lynn, goes to Plotke, and he lays it in. Kyle Plotke now with 5 points in the ballgame, 51-41. The Patriots with a 10-point lead. This is going to be Brady Barrett with the ball, double-teamed out here. Finally gets it away to Matt Overmiller. Overmiller driving, and he's going to be fouled in the play. This one will go on Garrett Gustafson. That's going to be his second. That's going to send Overmiller now to the free throw line. It's going to be team foul number 10 on Northwest. So these will be two shot opportunities now for the Patriots down the stretch. 43.1 seconds to play. Player of the game coming up next, followed by the coach's postgame show. So stay with us. There's a shot from the free throw line by Overmiller. That's up and in. Matt now with 7 points in the basketball game. He's a 64% foul shooter. The Patriots have increased their lead now to 11 points at 52-41. Here's the next one. It's up there and good by Overmiller. 53-41. So the Patriots will go to 9-2 after this one tonight. Northwest going to drop the 5 wins and 6 losses. Plotke goes inside, driving for the holes. Brock Brown to get him the ball, and he lays it in. Nice feed there by Plotke. Brown has now got 10 points in the ball game. AC with the ball. Here's Dirks. Dirks gets away, dribbles into the lane. He won't take the shot, though. Adam Central will run some more time as they come out to Brady Barrett, and he's fouled in a play by Gustafson. So Garrett Gustafson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Again, Northwest over the 10-foul limit here in the second half, so this will be a two-shot opportunity by Brady Barrett, who's got 17 points in the ballgame. The shot is up there. The shot is no good by Barrett. Brady's an 83% foul shooter in the season, and he's 1 out of 3 from the charity stripe tonight. Head of the ballgame for Northwest, Drew Skalka. And coming out is going to be Alec Waters. 20.3 seconds to play. Barrett back to the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one rims around and goes down through the hole. So Brady hits 1 out of 2, and the Adams Central lead is now 11 points at 54-43. Gustafson at the free throw line kicks it out now to Eberhardt. His three-pointer is put up there no good. It's saved by Brown, but he was out of bounds. Brock Brown trying to save the ball there for Northwest, but he was out of bounds. 11.9 seconds to play now. Adams Central will play things in one more time as Overmiller gets it in. So Barrett down the right sideline, 7 seconds to go. Barrett's just going to dribble the ball out here, and the Patriots are going to win this basketball game. His time is going to expire here on Grand Island Northwest. Adams Central wins the ball game, and the Patriots go to 9 wins and 2 losses on the season. Adams Central using a nice second quarter as they outscored Grand Island Northwest 14-7. That's the lead that they never relinquished after the two teams fought to a 14-14 first quarter tie. And Adams Central goes on to beat Grand Island Northwest tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score, Adams Central 54, Grand Island Northwest 43. Back with a recap after this.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drugstores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Relax, it's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
So the Adams Central Patriots knock off Northwest tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score of 54-43. Adams Central now 9-2 on the season. They'll get ready for Donovan Trumbull coming up tomorrow night. Grand Island Northwest drops to 5 wins and 6 losses. They will play the Hastings High Tigers next Friday night up in Grand Island. Two teams fought to a 14-14 first quarter tie. Then Adams Central opens up the second period, outscoring Northwest 11-0. We go out on top 25-14 with 3:18 to play in the first half. Adams Central had a 7-point lead at halftime, 28-21. It was 41-35 after three quarters. Northwest pulled within 4 points at 41-37 with 7:15 to play in the ballgame, but then Adams Central responds on a 9-0 run to reclaim the lead at 50-37 and reestablish themselves. They never gave the lead away, but they got out to a 50-37 advantage, and they coast to the win tonight as they win by 11 points over Grand Island Northwest, 54-43. Adams Central got 18 points in the ball game tonight from Brady Barrett. He had 7 in the first half, had 11 more in the second half of play, so Barrett finishes with 18. Calvin Ott had 15 points in the ball game tonight, and Nick Stein had 10. So the Patriots put three guys in double figures, led by Barrett's 18, Ott's 15. Nick Stein had 10 points. The other scorers for Adams Central, Matt Overmiller had 8, 2 points for Zach Hollister, and 1 for Ashton Dirks. Grand Island Northwest got 10 points tonight from Brock Brown. He was the only man to reach double figures. Connor Eberhardt had 8 points. Garrett Gustafson had 7. Kyle Plocky had 5 points. Drew Skalka had 4. Then 3 points apiece for Alec Waters, Eric Curley, and Trevor Kraft. And that is it for Northwest as Adams Central knocks off GI Northwest tonight by a score of 54-43. The Vikings 5 out of 5 on free throws tonight. Adams Central hit 50%. They were 7 out of 14. Adams Central wins it tonight over Grand Island Northwest by a score of 54-43. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
So the Adams Central boys win tonight over Grand Island Northwest by the score of 54-43. The Adams Central girls losing to Northwest in the first ball game by a score of 59-34. And this is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, in the girls' contest, Adams Central not much offense in the ball game here tonight. Leslie Pfeiffer finishes with 7 points in the ball game. Janessa Boland had 6 points, and Sydney Niemeyer off the bench to score 5 for AC. Brianna Shook also had 5 points for the Patriots in that first ball game. Meanwhile, the second time contest, Adams Central putting 3 guys in double figures, led by Brady Barrett's 18 points. Calvin Ott had 15. Nick Stein had 10. All candidates for our players of the game. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our players of the game tonight, first of all, for the Adams Central girls basketball team in a losing effort, we'll go with Leslie Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer leads the way in scoring for Adams Central tonight. She scores 7 points. as Adams Central was beaten by Grand Island Northwest by a score of 59-34. Pfeiffer had three field goals, and she was one out of two from the free throw line tonight. Leslie Pfeiffer will be our player of the game for the Adams Central girls basketball team. And for the guys, there's a guy who had a real good first half tonight. Calvin Ott finished with 15 points in the ballgame. He had 10 by halftime. Ott had seven field goals, and he was one of two from the free throw line. Got into a little bit of foul trouble and sat several minutes of the second half. But Calvin Ott had a sensational ball game here today for Adams Central. He finishes with 15 points in the basketball game. He will be our player of the game tonight for the Adams Central boys basketball team. So Calvin Ott and Leslie Pfeiffer are players of the game tonight as Northwest and the Adams Central Patriots split two games tonight here at the Patriots Gym. Stick around. We've got the coaches' postgame show up next. You're listening to High School Basketball Tonight on 1230 KHIS.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Ream dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coaches' postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Back at the Patriots Gym as Adams Central wins it here tonight over Grand Island Northwest by the score of 54-43. As Patriot head coach Zach Foster joins us in the post-game and show. And, Coach, you can't be much more pleased from what you saw tonight. Pretty good effort out of the guys.
Yeah, I was really happy with our guys tonight. I thought defensively we took another step forward. I thought our effort was great. I thought on the glass we were great. Offensively, for the most part, I thought we showed improvement, especially end-of-quarter situations of being patient. And so I really was happy with our kids tonight.
14-14 tie after the first quarter, Ben. You guys get your cushion in that second quarter. You outscored Northwest 14-7 in the second quarter. In fact, you came out and scored the first 11 points of that second period. Talk about the period.
I just thought in the second quarter, the first quarter, they got off to their start. They were hot. They hit three threes, I think, right away. And we didn't quite close that gap enough. We gave them too much space. And so we made an adjustment on just closing their shooters better. And that took some of that away in the second quarter. And then offensively, I thought Calvin Ott was big in the second. I just thought our motion was better tonight offensively. And we just had kids step up and make plays.
You guys led at halftime 28-21, got out to a 41-35 lead after three. They hit their first bucket of the fourth quarter to make it 41-37, kind of make things interesting. But then you guys going a 9-0 run to kind of shut the door.
Yeah, if I remember right, I think they hit a three that rattled around from the top, and then the very next possession, Brady hits one in this corner. And that was big, I thought, because they cut it to four, and right away it was back to seven. It was at four for about 5 seconds. And, if we go down and don't score, and they come back and score, and you never know what happens then if it gets down to two or three.
And Adams Central really took control the rest of the way and was never threatened down the stretch, winning by 11 points. Talk about the performance from Calvin tonight. He had 10 points in the first half, getting a little bit of foul trouble there in the second half, but ends up with 15 for the ballgame.
Yeah, Calvin played really well tonight. I'm really happy for him. He stepped forward, and we've been working a lot with him. I mean, he's a great kid. He works hard. And he's very coachable. And as long as he keeps listening to what we're saying, I think he's just going to keep getting better and better.
All of a sudden, you guys got a lot of weapons out there. The other night, we saw Brady have only 6 points in the ball game up at St. Paul. No problem. Overmiller steps up. Stein steps up. Tonight, Calvin Ott steps up with 15 points. He had Brady Barrett in there with 18. Nick Stein had 10. Matt had 8 points. So you guys are firing from a lot of holes here.
Well, we feel good about our guys, and we feel good about their abilities, and they're confident kids. And they know, and that's one of the strengths of our team, is you don't know each night who the guy's going to be. But I think we trust each other very well. We had two or three possessions early where we had really good players who had open shots, who passed the ball to somebody else. The one possession we had early where it got driven baseline, I think, from Ashton. He swung it to Nick or Brady, and Brady swung it back to Matt, to Brady. I mean, it was amazing. Four or five quick passes where we had open shots, and they gave it to the next guy. and then we hit the shot. And to me, that's the biggest thing about our kids. We have talent, but a lot of times when you have talent, people get selfish, and we really don't have that. And so that's just a testament to our kids and our coaches.
You out-rebound Northwest tonight 30-19, including 8-5 in the offensive end. I know you guys take great pride in that.
Yeah, I mean, we said it all year, and it's cliche, but it's real that we will only be as good as our defense and our rebounding, and we've continued to get better and continued to get better. And it's just something you got to go to work every day on, and it's not about technique as much as it is just effort and heart and making a decision that it's important. And our guys are starting to do that. That's good to see.
Adams Central hitting right at 50% from the floor tonight. They were 23 out of 46. Hold on, Northwest are just 31% shooting at 16 of 51. So, again, the defensive numbers, the cream, the crop there rises to the top, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And we've talked about that. I mean, it's defense, defense, defense. And we think, like you just said, we have some offensive weapons. So if we buy in as a group that defense and rebounding is important, we really feel that, you know, some good things can happen.
So AC improves to 9-2 in the season to get ready for Donovan Trumbull, a team that is ranked in the top 10 in Class C1. And then we go with Grand Island Central Catholic. Next two games are going to be big, big ball games for you guys.
Definitely. And like we said to our kids, every game is the biggest game of the year when it's the next one on the schedule. And even that doesn't matter who you're playing, but like you said, tomorrow night's going to be a big game. Donovan and us are tied for first in the conference with one conference loss. So it's big for that reason. They're rated, so that's big. It's at their place. So there's all kinds of things. They're going to make that a big game. And then next week, like you said, GICC is pretty darn
as big as they get, don't they?
About as big as they get, yeah. I mean, they're 11-12-0 and do everything well. So we're going to continue to learn about ourselves in the weeks to come.
You haven't at least peaked at Grand Island Central Catholic yet, have you?
I think we scouted him about four or five times. I was there last night and saw Faye. He had 41. He had 21 in the first quarter, so that kept me up last night.
We'll see them next Saturday. Congratulations. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Zach Foster, the head coach for Adams Central. The Patriots win it here tonight as they beat Grand Island Northwest by the score of 54-43. We'll come back and check the final numbers right after this.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
50% from the field tonight, 23 out of 46. Northwest was 16 out of 51 for 31%. Three-pointers tonight for Adams Central, they were 5 out of 14 for 36%. Northwest was 6 out of 16 for 38%. Rebounds, like we said, it was won by Adams Central, 30-19, a big stat there, as the Patriots out-rebound Northwest on the offensive end, 8-5, 22-14 on the defensive end. Adams Central with just 10 turnovers in the ball game tonight, 9 for Grand Island Northwest. Adams Central came up with 8 steals compared to 4 for Grand Island Northwest. From the free throw line, the Patriots 7 out of 14 for 50%. Northwest got to the line 5 times, hit all 5 of those. Block shots, Adams Central had 1. Grand Island Northwest had 1. But again, some big nights by the Big 3 again. Brady Barrett scores 18 points, Calvin Ott 15. And this time, Nick Stein comes up with 10 points for Adams Central. The Patriots knock off Grand Island Northwest by the score of 54-43. Adams Central now 9-2 in the season. They will take on Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night in Donovan. Again, in the girls' ball game, it was all Grand Island Northwest. They had a big, big night as well as they roll past Adams Central by the score of 59-34. Mackenzie Brown, 27 points in the ball game. Emily Jones at 22. Northwest now 7-4 in the season. Adams Central drops to 4 wins and 7 losses. So that'll do it from the Patriot Gym. Don't forget, we've got Hastings College basketball tomorrow afternoon. We will head for Sioux City as the Broncos will take on the Briarcliff Chargers tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock for the women's ball game, 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. That'll do it from the Patriot Gym. For my statistician, Gene Shaw, my producer and engineer, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.